Next question is Rinpoche says we mustn't be so anxious. Recently, I went to a competition and I noticed that I was anxious, nervous, very nervous. And so I looked at this thought of being nervous and I asked, why am I so nervous? And in the process of doing this, I was still nervous. It didn't reduce. And Rinpoche said, when emotions arise, we must look at the emotion. So I look at the emotion, and when I'm looking at it, it might reduce a little bit. However, there's still an emotion there. And my question is that then when we receive pith instructions, can we apply the pith instruction in this situation? Then what do we do? Do we look, visualize the pith instruction that we've received, or do we look at the emotion? Rinpoche's answer: there are two situations. One is if our meditative ability is very strong, then in meditative concentration or in Rigpa, we can look at the emotion. However, if you don't have this ability, then there's no point in looking at the emotion. It won't be of much benefit. Why? Because when you look at the emotion, it disappears, but then immediately it arises again. This is happening because our meditative concentration is not strong enough. Then what do we do if our meditative concentration is insufficient? Then apply the pith instruction and use this pith instruction to then dissolve this emotion. We can use these two methods. It's very important that we are able to use it in our daily life. We must practice often. It's not as if that we just do this during our meditative practice. And then when we finished our meditation, then we get up and now I'll do whatever I want. If we do this, how is our state of realization going to increase? We do our practices, and then when we finished our meditative practice in our daily life, we must still maintain a stable state of mind. When we are talking to people, when we are engaging in activities with other people, wherever I am, I'm going to support and maintain the state of meditative concentration. In the beginning, it might feel very difficult. However, later, it won't be difficult. But if we don't support this state of meditative concentration, it's going to be difficult to improve. For instance, all this time that I have been teaching, I didn't get involved in any discursive random thoughts. If while I was teaching, I didn't have the right mindfulness and awareness, then I would have to really apply myself at maintaining the meditative concentration. And if I didn't have the right mindfulness and awareness while I was teaching, it wouldn't be of any great benefit to you, and maybe I'd harm myself. However, I am always maintaining the state of meditative concentration while I am teaching the Dharma. In this way, it doesn't influence me, and moment by moment, I'm able to maintain my meditative concentration. And it should be that the state of mind to teach the Dharma is going to be of great, much greater blessing. However, I must be conscientious in watching my state of mind. It's not as if, though, as soon as I see you, that my mind just flies, is all over the place. Then what would be the meaning of this Dharma teaching? It is important that in all aspects of our daily life that we maintain a pure state of mind. When I'm talking, using my five senses, taste, smell, hearing, eyesight, touch, if we're in a state of meditative concentration, can all be a source of merit. It's important that everybody uses the right mindfulness and awareness to support your state of mind. Do this with meditation, with bodhicitta. Everybody has their state of mind, their state of realization. Practice. It doesn't matter if your state of mind is lower or higher. Keep on practicing, support your practice, and you will improve and improve. However, if you don't support it, if you just throw it in the rubbish bin, like rubbish, then how are you going to improve your state of mind? What is practice? Moment by moment, supporting the state of your mind with compassion, bodhicitta, meditative concentration, supporting your true nature of mind, then the state of our mind becomes very strong and very stable. This is very important. Otherwise, what happens is you meet with difficulties, and then all the state of good state of mind disappears.